Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, the next takeover date has been revealed. We recap last night's Impact and preview tonight's AEW and NXT. But first, Cody Rhodes had a lot to say today on his media call, including what he thinks about NXT moving to Tuesdays. Larson, what's in the news?
So, Cody Rhodes had a pre-Revolution, pre-Dynamite, the Crossroads conference call today. We got to listen in on.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. We got access awesome. Now, baby. I can't wait till crowds come back. We can go to shows and go to the scrum.
We're real wrestling media now, Steve. So he, you know, asked questions about a variety of topics. Here's some of the kind of the more interesting bits, talked about, you know, with Texas and now Mississippi, you know, doing away with their mask mandates, opening up business again.
It's back, baby. Everything's normal. Everything's fine again.
Nothing. No, it's not normal or fine. Talks about running shows in Texas and says, they won't be the first to run shows there. Mm-hmm. They want to make sure that they can run the shows as safely as possible. Kenny McIntosh asked a question referencing the report of NXT moving to Tuesday nights. Mm-hmm. And Cody says that is the case. This is all paraphrasing. Most of this is not direct quotes. He says we'll come up with a wonderful statement, you know, that mentions that now fans get to watch both shows live on Tuesday and Wednesdays. But he would anticipate or think that WWE might have something up its sleeve for Wednesday nights, even if NXT moves off Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He says even if not, Dark's going to run opposed then. Mm-hmm. And he says if WWE wants to beat them, then they have to put on better shows. He says they'd love to be unopposed on Wednesdays, but you know he would kind of anticipate WWE maybe doing something else. This was an interesting bit. He was asked about Shaq, made a comment saying that he expects his match tonight at Dynamite to be the best celebrity wrestling match ever, and Pat McAfee chimed in on that on Twitter, I believe, and Cody referenced this and had. This was interesting. He said he found that kind of interesting that Pat would make a comment because he's been trying to get a job with AEW every other day.
Whoa, Pat McAfee. He's trying to be the actual Forbidden Door right there, like the real Forbidden Door, not this fake AEW New Japan Impact Forbidden Door.
Let's open that door between AEW and NXT, huh?
We know what the real door is, man. It's them, according to Tony Khan. We know who they are. so he also mentions that AEW Elevation is going to be somewhat like Dark, but Schiavone is spearheading it, and you'll hear more about the personal stories of the wrestlers involved. That's great. That sounds
that
really
is
cool.
Great. That is great. He talked about he was asked about the NWA's relaunch, how that affect their working relationship with them. He says you expect to see more cross promotion stuff with NWA as well as their other partners now. So that takes trust and time. He says he's happy to see the NWA will still be going and probably see a little bit of fun crossover there. He's asked about Maki Ito. Says there's been conversations on his end about bringing her in. He said there's been some talk in the locker room. He says it's pretty likely we'll see her again in an AEW ring once things open back up. And the kind of the closing bit, he said, you know, he's asked about the upcoming third hour of programming on TNT. He was clear to emphasize it was not a third hour of Dynamite. Dynamite's not going to 3 hours.
Yeah.
And then he said there's something else. There's some other bit of programming they have in the works. So he couldn't really talk about it all yet.
He said he knows what the name of the third the next hour show is going to be. Yeah. But then there's also something else. Yeah. So, yeah. That's into game show. Maybe he was affected by the Go Big Show.
Maybe. Hey, here's an idea. They have that mobile game now. Mm-hmm. That's out now, the Double or Nothing Casino game. Mm-hmm. Make it Double or Nothing the Game Show.
Yeah, that's good. What about the match game, but with AEW stars?
I'd be all about that.
You know why? Because we're going to do our own match game, Larson. We're going to do our own wrestling match game.
That's true.
We'll get that started at some point. Anyways.
Speaking of match games, are we going to have a takeover match it up with WrestleMania weekend? Steve, what is this all about?
So when I like your notes here. Hey, when's the last time you tried canceling your WWE Network account?
Well,
if you had recently, you might have gotten some exclusive news by trying to do so.
Oh, really?
There was a Reddit user, and then Fightful also both had this bit of news where if you try to cancel your subscription to the WWE Network, it says, hey, guess what? Why would you want to cancel? We've got a takeover right around the corner. It's coming up Thursday, April 8th, 2 days before WrestleMania.
And
it was
course,
Reddit
one day
user
after.
FutureSend9 on Reddit. Had it, I believe, right before Fightful posted the
and
same
then,
thing on their Twitter.
Yeah, account. So it'd be Wednesday NXT, and the next day it'd be TakeOver.
Yeah. Unless they did like some sort of recap show for the go home, but I don't know. There's no precedent for that.
Why not, especially if the reports are true and NXT is moving to Tuesday the following week, mm-hmm. why not just push that Wednesday's episode, do the TakeOver, and then, you know, make your read debut on the next Tuesday, you know?
I don't know. I imagine there's probably a TV deal in place that would preclude them from doing that. But
how about this? TakeOver on USA Network.
Yeah, that's what I was actually going to suggest. But, you know, they want all that. I don't know. I guess WrestleMania is going to be the first Peacock thing. So,
first exclusive Peacock thing. I'm not sure.
Are they going to do like overlapping until then?
Yeah. Okay. I think so.
All right.
I saw a thing where they said you could start watching content on Peacock, WWE Network content on Peacock starting middle of this month.
I think
they're going to phase it in because maybe they realize that the transition is going to take some time.
Right on. Cool.
It's not gonna be
you know what else is
simple.
Cool? Impact. We watch Impact on Tuesdays with the Enforcer over at twitch.tv/Stephen Larson. Same place we're going to be recapping AEW tonight.
You got that right.
And so, of course, we've got our recap because between the three of us, I'm pretty sure we were kind of paying attention to it. Mm-hmm. We had Ace Austin. I remember this.
Defeated, this was a really good match.
Chris Bay and Black Taurus in a really good match. Did this determine anything about the...
Ace Austin is number one contender now.
That's right, because later on he went to Swinger's Casino and Swinger's Palace, and he was like, you know, throwing some shade. He was getting all up in TJP's face, saying, "Hey, you, I'm X Division contender now. I'm going to take that title from
He's
you."
He's going to be a 2-time champion, and of course, Swingman was looking how to turn that into a gambling opportunity so he could make some money.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Also, Tennille Dashwood defeated Havoc, and then Finn Juice and the Good Brothers defeated Reno Scum and Team Triple XL.
This is all the build up to Good Brothers taking on Finn Juice at Sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
Also,
had some tacos before we started. My apologies.
My, that sounds good. Ed Edwards.
Yeah.
Defeated. This was kind of silly because the special guest referee was Matt Cardona. And his best friend, Brian Myers, was in this match. And he was trying to butter him up beforehand saying, "Hey, man, you know, help me out here, brother." And he was like, woo, down the middle. And Brian Myers during the match, in plain view of Cardona, loaded up his elbow pad right here, whack. And Cardona was like, "What the heck, dude? I'm throwing this match out. DQ."
He has to toss it.
He had to toss it. I was hoping, man. I want to see a swerve. I want Cardona to swerve, and him and Brian Myers be a bad guy team.
Agreed. I think that'd be great.
Yeah,
I think it'd be great. Another great match to conclude the show. Deonna Purrazzo defeated Jordan Grace and Kira Hogan. Mm-hmm. There was also another Tony and Tony paid advertisement.
Mm-hmm. This time
the show.
bit more diplomatic. Tony saying, hey, we're all on the same side here against them. You know who they are.
Yeah.
There was still a little bit. I mean, there was still a little bit of, hey, you know what? We're still top dog. We're number one. But
yeah, he said, I'm the captain.
He's the captain. But they're all on the same boat, Larson. So there's some. Now we're getting a little bit of solidarity here, perhaps.
To a degree, it seems. Yeah. Yes. So another fun episode of Dynamite. They're doing some really fun stuff over there. Tuesday nights are just an absolute delight watching Dynamite.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Words I never thought I would say. Honestly.
I mean, dude, you know what, man? I knew this day would come. Deep down, I knew that you'd come around to what I saw ages ago. Impact is the place to be. Speaking of the place to be tonight, AEW Dynamite and NXT on one of we're on Road to Tuesdays for NXT. But until then, let's see if they can get some salvos off here in this lopsided Wednesday night war. AEW's got a loaded show. I'm not sure their NXT is going to be able to beat Shaq and Jade Cargill taking on Cody and Red Velvet. Given this is the name of this episode is Crossroads.
Yeah, this is kicking off the show too.
I'm assuming Cargill goes over here.
You'd think so, but that's a pretty your opening show with something strong when you're opening the show with this bout.
Very strong, very strong.
FTR and Tully Blanchard. Tully's first match, at least in a major wrestling.
2005.
Well, they're saying since like 1989 because it's for a major wrestling promotion, like a televised.
Come on now.
But yes, I
know. Hey, Legends of Wrestling
was it on TV?
Canon.
Was it on national TV?
It's on YouTube, but same thing that Dark's on.
National TV.
Same thing that Dark's on.
On national TV, they're not going to count it. Versus Jurassic Express.
The number 10 taking on Max Caster, and this is for to be in the face of the Revolution Lance Archer match.
Is he going to be your official pick to win that?
Probably.
Interesting.
Figure out the math on that Darby Allin stuff later on.
I know. Chris Jericho and MJF, they're going to have a press conference leading to their tag team title bout against the Young Bucks at Revolution.
Mm-hmm. Also, Sting and Darby Allin are going to be live in attendance.
Mm-hmm. Paul White making his first televised appearance as a member of All Elite Wrestling.
Well, it's
we're
going to
hear from
White.
Him.
Yeah. Also, Pac the Bastard. Uh-oh. The Bastard Pack. And Phoenix are in tag action.
That'll be good. Also in tag action, Hangman Page and John Silver joining forces to take on Matt Hardy and Mark Quinn.
Yeah. Now, what was that bit? Do we know? Did anybody ask about Tony Khan's tweet yesterday about changing one of these matches?
I think it was this match. I think it was the last match because it was supposed to be a 10-man tag match at first.
Okay. What was all that business about him talking to a friend for a long time? Man, I don't know. I think Cody's going to be out of that match. It's going to be a big show. Also, we got NXT tonight. Ooh, this should be really good. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. Tag team titles on the line against Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai. That team is totally falling apart.
You got that right.
Also, NXT tag team champions Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan are going to face Tommaso Ciampa and Timothy Thatcher in a non-title bout. Apparently, it was reported yesterday that which one had the busted hand? Was it Wesley or Nash Carter?
Yeah, it's legit.
It's legit.
That was legit busted hand. Yeah,
it's a real thing. That's so their tag title bout's probably going to wait for a while.
Yeah, that's a bummer that he's hurt because they had a lot of momentum. I thought in the span of a month and a half, they did a lot with the MSK.
I thought they did a lot with that cool little package they put together for them.
Yeah, that helped quite a bit. Finally, this is what I'm looking forward to the most. The Way head to therapy tonight.
That's gonna be awesome.
NXT.
That's gonna be great. That's gonna be great. Love it.
Can't wait. Enjoy watching that.
All right. Anyways, thanks everybody for tuning in. We're gonna be reviewing that tomorrow at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern.
Correct.
Our NXT review that is over there on Twitch. But tonight it's gonna be AEW Crossroads special event. Thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Help support Going In Raw today by becoming a Friendo Club TV member. You'll get access to new bonus episodes every week, including Friendo Club Arcade, Live Power Rank, Vintage 10 for the Wins, and Ask Steven Larson. Get access to Friendo Club TV today by becoming a $5 and up patron at patreon.com/Steven Larson, by throwing us a sub at twitch.tv/Steven Larson, or by clicking join at youtube.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.